Our news. I'm Mike Lamp. Starting today, Coloradans can get access to monoclonal antibody treatments to treat COVID-19 without a doctor's referral. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Any person in Colorado with a positive test can call the state to determine whether they're eligible for monoclonal treatment and sign up for an appointment if one is available. Some doctors have complained the treatment is hard to find, though. The governor's changes to the rules comes when hospitals are strained by a flood of both patients with coronavirus and those needing other care. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A graduate of Fairview High School in Boulder will make history by being the first black woman to live and work on the International Space Station. Here's CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva.
Dr. Jessica Watkins will work as a mission specialist during her six-month visit to the International Space Station, taking advantage of the microgravity laboratory. Watkins told Colorado Matters in 2020 how important it is to have women of color at NASA and in space.
I know for me, growing up, having role models and particularly ones that looked like me was important. And I do hope that all young girls, and especially young girls of color that are interested in STEM and interested in exploring space, feel empowered.
The launch date is set for April, and it'll be our first trip to space, far, far away from her hometown in Lafayette. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
AAA Colorado predicts nearly a million Coloradans will travel this Thanksgiving holiday. That's close to pre-pandemic levels. Airports are expected to be busiest tomorrow and Wednesday. Roads will likely be most crowded Wednesday afternoon and evening. Visitors to Rocky Mountain National Park may soon have to pay more to drive and camp in the park. Federal land officials are proposing a $5 increase to the park's daily vehicle entrance pass and a $5 to $15 increase on campground fees. If it's approved, the money will go toward maintenance projects like trail repairs and bear management. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.